Now we're talking Hiawatha boys basketball with head coach Gary Smith. The Redhawks are 7-9 on the season and 4-6 in the Big 7 League. They've had a pretty good stretch of games, three of them since last time we've talked, and two wins. Going back to last Friday, end up falling to Perry LeCompton by 2, 52-50, but then you beat Jeff West by 2, and then go to overtime and beat Riverside last night. So three games, coach, all down to one possession or overtime. I guess you're trying to give fans their money's worth with plenty of exciting basketball here these last three games, huh?
They have been close, yes. And starting with Perry, I mean, we were probably ahead of that game, you know, 3/4 of it, so... you know, just we were on the road there and just wasn't able to finish when we needed to, and they made some big plays. So, and then the other two, we were able to get done, I guess, what we needed to and come out with a win.
I guess it says a lot about just the confidence and composure of your team to be able to win some close games as you've done. I mean, you beat Riverside twice now in overtime, both times this season. So what is it about this team that, you know, that you see from them that enables them to find a way in these close games to not panic and grind out some wins?
Well, you know, I guess the biggest thing, you know, there's a lot of comparison, I guess, there with Riverside. Obviously, the matchup, for whatever reason, is obviously similar. And, you know, it is good that, you know, we're able to take on a team like that that seems to be comparable for whatever reason and get a win. But, you know, and, like I told them last night, you know, proud of the way they can finish like that and get things done when they needed to. And like I said, they did it again last night, and that was good.
What's the key to keeping it going? I mean, if the confidence is there and you're building some momentum at the right time, which is, four games, I think, is all you have left here in the regular season. So what do you feel like is some of the most important things to continuing that here down the stretch?
Well, you know, anytime this time of year, obviously, depending on your opponent, you know, some opponents are obviously a little more talented than others. And you know, we're on a stretch here that, you know, we're playing teams that are more comparable, you know, to us probably. But, you know, we just got to clean things up. We still, you know, maybe turn the ball over at times that we can't afford to do that, or maybe, you know, not hit free throw when we need to hit free throw or execute, whether it's on defense or offense. And, you know, sometimes it's easier against teams that are comparable in contrast to teams that are a little maybe higher level. So ultimately, we got to be able to execute better on both ends, being the defense and offense. And this time, that's what we're going to try to do, is work real hard on trying to just do a better job with that.
Are you happy, though, overall with the progress they've made and the way that this, I mean, to get to the point to where this team is right now, your team, are you happy with the progress, maybe kind of the way that they've come together and the potential now that here lies ahead for them?
We have gotten better, and that is good. And there's probably not a coach in the state that's, you know, that doesn't want that to happen. So, you know, we are better, and I feel we are better. But I am, you know, I'm aware that we still need to be better than where we're at. So, but we are definitely better, and they're doing a better job with things, and that is very positive.
I look forward to broadcasting your game against Holton on Friday night in the Roundhouse. You got Jeff West, Royal Valley, and Sabatha, the final games of the regular season, all coming up here in the next couple weeks. So best of luck, Coach, and we look forward to seeing you on Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Coach Gary Smith of the Redhawks, the Hiawatha Locker Room Chats, are sponsored by Carl's Body Shop in Hiawatha.